Online Podcast 231. Sorry about the old style, old school again. I'm touching my microphone. Sorry, both ears. Hey there. Hello. Welcome to Online Podcast. Oh, wait, Faye, my... Oh, stomach hurts. Okay. Here you go. Old school online podcast again. I'm doing stuff. I am very busy this weekend. I would not want to tell you why. It's work related, so... Drinking. I'm very busy. So, no outro music, just in case. You know, just like last week. In fact, I've got a lot of positive feedback from a lot of people about... Oh, shite. What was that? So it's the music playing. Oh, that's fat to fab. Anyway, oh my gosh. Down the memory lane. Anyway, let me get my stuff here. My phone. I'm downstairs in the basement. I just finished recording B'nai Hokkien with a bunch of my B'nai Hokkien listeners and guests from Penang. And now I'm walking upstairs. Oh yeah. Sorry about the distraction. I know Hardy doesn't like distractions and like me going tangents 1,000 ways. Well, he didn't never did tell me that, but I just heard from Oh My Pod, the show, that he doesn't like that. No, he doesn't say he doesn't like it, but he prefers the more organized podcast. Sorry, you get me. Anyway, I'm up here now, walking around upstairs in my... I hope this is recording. Yeah, I hope so. Maybe I should do a little... Do I have headphones up here? No headphones? I can't do a sound check or anything. Oh, never mind. Screw it. Okay, I'm very hungry. It's a very busy weekend. It's a berry? It's a berry. It's a very busy weekend for me. Work a lot, plus I have a recording earlier. And I'm gonna make a sandwich for my... Oh, is that moldy? Ew, moldy! Moldy old bread! Okay, so, I got a lot of positive feedback from people who were, sorry. Oh, my cheese molded! Crap. Let's see if the bread's still fine. Bread's still fine. My cheese molded, though. This is like... Oh, god damn it. Oh, my cheese molded. Oh, it's okay. I have other cheeses. Anyway, sorry. I'm fixing lunch for myself. Trying to look for something that is still edible. Some of these are molded. I'm moldy. I hope the meat is still okay. We look to the cheese. I'm looking for lunch. In case you're wondering. Are you wondering or not wondering? Sorry. This is so zero content, you know? Well, you know what? It doesn't always have to have content, right? We can just always just hang out, get you involved in the my life. I'm gonna turn on the fan because it's loud. Okay, I'm turning on the fan. I am going to... Yes, little babies. What are you guys doing? Of course, I have my iRivka with me. Put it on my pants. Should I lock it in case I accidentally hit stop? Okay, now it's locked. Girl, don't chew on my cat. The girl cat, Tash, likes to bite or chew on like crunchy plastic edges and stuff. So I'm very hungry. Oh, stomach hurts. But I'm skinny now. No, I'm kidding. Well, I am thinner. I lost another pound since...
This is gonna be bad because of the eating. Maybe I should take my mic off. Sorry.
Oh, I can't stop there. I'm crunching on Potato chips.
Sorry. Oops. Sorry. Eating.
Let's see. Oh, somebody, I'm talking to Andy Melton online. I'm typing with Andy. I'm recording, Mattel. I'm recording online now. Okay, and I'm gonna fix myself lunch because I need to go to work. Online now. I'm talking to Michael from MikeyPot.com. Okay. I just shut everybody off now so they can continue focusing as much as I can. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, sorry, I'm doing stuff. Anyway, who was here? Steve was here last week. Was it last week? Oh my gosh, it felt like ages. He was here last week and we did a recording together a week ago. And I also posted the video. If you haven't been to my website for a while, go and check out. Let me tell you what just happened. What's that noise? Oh, it's the fridge. Oh, fuck it. You just have to deal. Sorry. I'm eating. And I have my binaural microphones, which goes into my ears, so which means you can hear me eating. But I don't want to take it off because then I don't know how the sound is going to be. Oh, this wheat, little wheat rolls is so good. I'm going to fix myself a little sandwich while I talk to you. So anyway, talking about tangents. Hello, Hadi. How do you like my tangents? Thank you, please. So Steve was here last week. We enjoyed ourselves very much. I shouldn't say that because, but he did tell me that he enjoyed himself. He enjoyed himself. If I don't want to speak for him, but I will, is that I should say I enjoyed it, and hopefully he did too. But I said we enjoyed it. Yeah, he did. Never mind. I'm close enough. I mean, I know him so well. He knows me so well that there's no modesty involved anymore. It's just Steve. Horror friendship is like that. You know, there's no cover. Me and him, we go way back. Like 1 year. But we do, I don't know. I don't know about him, but I definitely felt like when I met him, so I'm sniffing the ham to see if it's still good. No, not the ham, but the turkey. He and I, when we first met, it felt like meeting an old friend. It's very odd. It's just the stuff that we know, stuff that he knows about me and I probably know about him, are all very, felt like ages ago, you know, like I already know you. And of course, we need to do the physical connection, meaning we have to be physically in front of each other to really get the rest of it, you know? It's very different. Like, I'm really missing him here because I really enjoyed the fact that I can be seeing him, touching him, looking at him, hugging him, all that sort of stuff. You know, when we were at the airport, I don't know how much he wants me to talk about this, but I won't go into the detail, but I cried. Okay, I'm eating. I cried a lot on the way to the airport because I feel like it's such a great opportunity to meet him. Oh, I forgot about my cheese. It was, oh fuck, this got moldy too. Ugh, all my food got moldy. Anyway, let's go to the trash can. So, yeah, I it was very sad leaving him because he's so far away. I think my milk is bad too. But watermelon is not bad. Yeah, I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna have potato chips. Sorry about my chewing. I just apologize ahead so that I can do whatever I want. You can skip this. Because it's really kind of loud, right, when I eat. Should I? Maybe I should just take it off. Oh my gosh, I'm so OCD. I mean, and ADD. Sorry, chips. Oh, yeah. We did a video. Steve and I did a video. And people seem to like it very much, especially the little surprise in the middle. Or in the middle one. No. After the intro, you get a little surprise. So go check that out if you haven't looked at the video yet. What? It's either on your, in your subscription already. You already have it in your iTunes or whatever your aggregator. Google Reader or whatever. Or you need to go download it. Go to onlinepodcast.com or onlinepodcast.com and get to online video number 22. Go there and look at the video. It's pretty fun. And there are more videos coming, but oh my god, it's gonna take me ages to prep all this. So yeah, just know that it's coming. And I'm walking around. Okay, the reason why I'm so ADD is because I worked late yesterday. I worked until like 1 o'clock, and then by the time I got home, it's like 1 something. I ate and checked my email, read my RSS subscription, addicted to those, and then went to sleep at 2 something, maybe 3, I don't know. I'm going back out to work again. I have a bottle of high V, not high V, V8. And so I'm rushing again because I need to go to work in about 30 minutes or so. Well, I need to. Oh, wow. Oh, good. That's a lot of ice now. Oh, crap. Oh, my ice maker stuck. Sorry, you get to be in the kitchen with me today. Oh, come on! There's a piece of ice that's blocking the ice maker from making ice. Oh, I need a plier. What do I need? I need a pair of scissors or something. If I get electrocuted, you would know. Oh, Jesus! Okay, that broke that off. Okay. Alright, what do I need? I need ice. So, okay, yeah, you get a... I haven't done this for a while, so it's kind of actually kind of fun to do this. With all this destruction and all. Just so that I can annoy Hardy. Not really, that's not the intention, but you get the whole classic online when I was doing a bunch of recording on the road. I don't always get to spend time in the studio, you know. So, yeah, Steve, I don't know when, I don't know if, you know, Steve has been traveling, and so I don't know whether he gets to listen to this, but Steve, I really, really, really enjoyed you here. I don't know when we're going to get to see each other again, but I do hope not for like 5 years, maybe, hopefully within the next 3 years, we get to see each other again. And hopefully get to meet Aiden and Claire as well. It's so hard to part, you know. Some of you can go to my website and follow some of my blog. If you want to do that, you can go to onlinepodcast.com. That's where you get your podcast. That's also where you get my journal. sometimes I'm upbeat, sometimes I'm not, sometimes I complain about my fat, sometimes I complain about life. Sometimes I reflect, sometimes I get really bitter. And last week I got really emotional. Two things. First, this is my experience. Girl, what you're looking at? My cat is sitting on the chair and looking outside. Girl, do you like it? Do you see Birdie Bird? You're so cute, baby. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. First thing was, it was very exciting to meet Steve, and we immediately have this connection. It's almost like a year of friendship happens in one weekend. The first weekend I saw him. So we got closer and closer and closer, and then he went to Chicago to see Madge. And so, you know, the whole time he was here, I was pretty... I was already very close but at the same time, I was trying to be a nice host, you know? So I was trying to do things, think of things for him to do and all that. And at the end, when I sent him to the airport, and he was so fidgety, so funny. He was like, you know, getting ready to travel, and he's all hyper and drinking his coffee and kind of walk around at the airport that I have to grab him by the shoulder and sit him down and let him smoke. And so, but anyway, I sent him to the airport, and then I was at the airport doing, waiting for him to check in and all. Sorry, I just dropped a lid on my food. Hadi, do you know Lata, you know? I'm sure you know about Lata. I Lata, so that was my Lata over there. Lata, as some of you may have heard me explain before, it's almost like this hysteria that I go into. If I drop something or somebody startle me, I would say pokey, which means vagina. Sorry, it's uncontrollable. I cannot control it, at least not easily controllable. Since nobody knows what I'm talking about, I just sort of ignore it. Or what I say, what word I use. Okay, I make a big fat sandwich with lots of turkey slice. Pepper and mayo. With a glass of V8 and some potato chips. Sorry about my food need. I know you hear me swallow and chew, but I'm too lazy to take this off. So you can skip it. I wouldn't really mind if you do skip it, because I know it's gross. And so I sent Steve to the airport, and I was totally fine, you know. I was all excited for him, you know. I was a little bit worried, you know. I get a little bit mother hen. I get a little concerned about him traveling, because, you know, it's a foreign country, and I can see, you know, I know him fairly well, very well, that I know that he was a bit nervous about the travel, and so it showed in his face. So automatically, as a good friend, as a codependent me, I was all protective, you know. I was, you know, printing out instructions for him on how to get to Madge's apartment, like not from the airport. He has to take the train and then take the bus. So I was a bit concerned for him, as I can see a bit of worry in his eyes. So I'm gonna take my recorder off. Hang on. I'm sitting down here. Am I still recording? Yes. And so I got a little bit protective, and all of a sudden it just hit me as I was sitting with him right before he is about to go finish his coffee. And I turned over and looked at him, and I said, oh my gosh, I don't want you to go now. And I almost cried there. It's like, you know, oh, I don't want to let you go. That sort of feeling. I don't know if you have that feeling before. I don't have many, many very, very close friends that I can spill out everything. In fact, the only two that I can think of is probably Steve and Bruce, which is my partner also. And so It's very special. It's almost like meeting an old friend, and then when your old friend have to go, it's like you haven't seen this very special someone for 20 years, and then you see them, and then you have to let them go. It's very difficult. But of course, he's coming back the following week. He's coming back. He goes to Chicago, and then he'll come back on Friday. So I turned over to him, and I saw him. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was overwhelmed with emotion, and I started tearing up. I didn't let him see that. I don't know whether he saw me or not. He said he sensed it because I went quiet. Right at that time is when he needs to go check in. I mean, not check in, but go through security and go into the gate. So we did, parted and everything. Went to Chicago. I was a bit concerned, so I emailed Madge a few times, or sent him an SMS and asking if he's there, if he's okay. Mostly concerned about his travel on the road, not on the airplane. And you like my swallowing? Shit. Food is so good. You should eat with me, then you don't feel gross, because you should go get yourself a sandwich and some chips. It's the swallowing that's really gross. I know. Sorry. It probably takes away from the recording. So maybe I should take this out. Hang on. Let me take this out since I'm sitting now. Oh, taking my microphones off my ears. This is left ear. Left ear. Right ear. Okay, somewhat of a separation, but who cares? So now you're sitting on the lap, on my lap now, sitting on the sofa. Then you're hearing me eat without having to be gross about my swallowing. Okay. ADD, OCD, ABC, MICKAYMOUSE. Chips, so good. So, he came back. Steve came back. I'm trying to explain. Okay, this is what I'm trying to explain. It takes me forever, but that's why I have a podcast, so I can stretch it out. No, I'm kidding. It takes. No. It takes. I'm trying to explain why was I emotional. I was posting several things on my Flickr as well as on my website about guilt and all that. I won't go into the full details. Some things I want to remain personal, my own choice. But I want to also express my emotion at the time, because sometimes I blog and sometimes I podcast for myself. Bye, get off the table. Bye. I think it's on the table. So yeah. So he was in Chicago. I was fine. And then he came back that weekend on Friday. And went out for sushi and all that bloody blah. And we had a lot of good time. Saturday comes. I was just going through. I won't go into detail, but I was just going through too much emotion about a few other things. And when he comes back, I realized that today would be the last day, full day they will be together. Next morning, I'll have to send him to the airport, and I get really sad. I'm sure some of you, I know I've spoken to at least one person who understand my emotion when it comes to close friends getting together and having to part. And I'm sure some of you probably relate to that too. So I got really sad. I tried to think about it. We did a recording on Saturday, which is what you heard last week. And it was great. And so, I should really talk to Steve before. There are other things that's kind of fun and silly, that like we sang.
I don't want to tell you all the details. I don't know if he wants me to talk about that. So I'll wait for Steve to come back from his trip. Consult with him before I talk. Maybe I'll actually have him on to talk about what it was like meeting me. Because some of you will be meeting me soon. Those of you who are coming to PodCamp Midwest, July 20th to July the 20th and the 21st. Coming up very soon. This month, actually. I hope that Madge will be able to come, or at least Richard and Wanda. They're from the Midwest. They have to represent the gay community. Sort of. It used to be one of us would represent everybody because we were fat. It looks like everybody's lost weight. I've lost some weight. Wanda's lost a bunch of weight. He looked wonderful, Brad. And Richard, too, lost weight. Madge. So, yeah, you guys should come. Well, they don't listen to my show, so who cares? If you listen to their show, write them and ask them to come to PodCamp Midwest. So, anyway, get back to Steve. I'll consult him before I talk more about him. But anyway, so I was sad that we were leaving, and so Sunday he left. I drove him to the airport, and I was crying in the car. So I sent him to the airport. Ended up his plane was delayed for technical reasons. Was delayed for what? These 2 hours. But he still made it back in time to San Francisco and flew off from there to the UK. And so yeah. So he went back. I was sad that he's left. And I was also a bit concerned because his flight was delayed. I wasn't sure whether or not he's connecting. He did send me an SMS from the airport saying that his flight is flying. I was driving to work. And so yeah. So I was already sad. And guess what? That night when I came back after work, because I sent him to the airport, go to work, come back, I called home and learned that my sister has gone back to the hospital. Those of you who are kind enough and thoughtful enough, all of you, you don't even have to tell me that you're doing that, but I just, you know, appreciate the thought and the prayers. I'm gonna go check on my cat. Bye, what are you doing? The turkey slices comes in this plastic bag, and he can sniff the turkey slices, so he's like licking the plastic bag. Such a little prick. And oh my gosh, he's sniffing. Don't, boy, don't. He's like a little Don. That's my microphone. Don't. And what was I talking about? Oh shit. I was eating, so I saw this little crumb thing on the sofa. I just picked it up and straight away put it in my mouth without thinking. Why don't go away? So I learned that my sister has to go back to the hospital, and thanks for your prayers and your thoughts and everything. I really do appreciate it for me and for my sister and for her family and for my family. I suddenly was just consumed by guilt. There are other things that I wouldn't go into to respect other people's privacy, but I was overwhelmed with guilt when bad things happen to some people, good people especially, or people I care for, I care about. I sometimes get this sense of guilt, you know, that things are fine with me. I know it doesn't make sense because I'm not going into the detail, therefore it's very hard to explain why I was feeling guilty. Two tiers. One, the one that I can tell you more is that I felt guilty because I wasn't able to do anything for my sister, for her family, because I'm so far. Another thing was with Steve, that there are some, and I've spoken with him on that, and he obviously it's all in my head, but because of some conflict of schedule that he ended up having to be able to stay with me for two weekends, which I was very, very grateful for, and he is too in a way, even though it's due to some rearrangements of plans and all that, it was a big chaos for him. It ended up benefit me because I get to be selfish, I get to spend time with him. And he didn't get to spend time with people that he really wanted to spend time with. Not that he doesn't want to spend time with me. He does want to spend time with me. I mean, he bought tickets just to here to see me. And it was very special because, you know, it's mutual, right? And it's our friendship is very mutual. I sometimes feel very, very, yeah, not confident enough in the friendship, and the fact that sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough for him. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So anyway, I felt guilty because of a conflict of schedule on his part. He didn't get to see the person that he wants to see much, but then he gets to see me more, therefore I was feeling guilty. And it was all, once I get emotional, I get irrational. And so it all lumped up together on Monday, and that's why Monday and Tuesday is when I felt really bad, and so I blocked and Flickered about it. I mean, not Flickr, Twitter about it. What was that? So that was that. Did you know that? It's very odd that I'm very comfortable talking to myself now. I find myself doing that out loud, like, oh, I need to pee. When there's company, because I just say whatever that's in my head. So for those of you who may ask this question, from my accent, and as you can, I don't know, somebody was asking me that if why is your British accent coming out a bit more these days? I said because of Steve Harris. I don't know, but I asked Steve, and I he said that. I always feel like I have this hybrid English anyway, of kind of a combination of different things. A bit of British, a bit of American, a bit of Malaysian, a bit of me, Wong, and yeah. So, plus, I think the thing that really started me feeling emotional was the fact that I couldn't do anything for my sister. But here's an update about her. She is getting more treatment right now. She'll be in the hospital for about 10 days, and it was like last Thursday or Friday. No, Friday. So she'll be at least in the hospital for another week, getting more treatments, and hopefully this time it's going to work a little better. I'm not sure. I should stop eating my chips, otherwise I'll become a fat pig again. Okay, I should stop. And I should check what time is it too, because damn, I'm going to be late for work. Hi, girl. Dasha. Pretty Dasha? Ooh. I'm drinking my V8. No soda for me. V8 for me, please. Get my vegetable. In the form of liquid. And fiber. Yes, Jay. So that was my weekend, last weekend. That's, you know, for those of you who are concerned, I know there are many of you who do that. And those of you who, I don't want to name each person, but go to online podcast and you can check out under each show, each post, my blog, and people write and commented and consoled me. And bye! Don't be a dick. Bye, stop that. Stop that bit. Don't. You're such a dick. He likes to bully the sister. Girl, you're so pretty. You're so pretty. Jay, you're not the boy. You're so pretty too. And I have a video that I shot of Chai playing fetch, so that's coming out. And I hope you go check out the video podcast that I posted for or with Steve last week. Video, I think it's 22. Online video 22. And what else? Yeah, I want you to come to PodCamp. Oh, I want to also want to say, Rick Simon, I want to say all the best to you for what you're going through. Of course, what I went through was nothing compared to what you have to go through. I feel for you. I don't know whether you can hear this at this moment, or maybe when you are able to, you'll probably get to hear this again. But I, all the best to you, my thoughts and my good thoughts going your way as well. Thank you for listening to the show and also responding and writing me email and all that and corresponding with me. Thank you so much. I need to poop. It's raining outside, so it's kind of lazy. It's kind of like, let me tell you, I'm leaning down, my shoulders on the back cushion of my couch, as my feet and my legs are resting on the coffee table. So my body is actually straight down on the seat of the couch, laying flat with my head tilt up a bit, bending on my neck. So very classy. Slouching. Sorry about the chewing earlier. Yeah, I should stop saying that. It's, yeah, never mind. I would not tell you too much, but I don't want to give you a clue or anything. Well, I won't give you a clue, but I just want to tell you something is going to happen. Oh God, I'm so bad. Something's going to happen. And you'll find out. Either here or elsewhere. I'm not going to tell you. And I'm also a bit excited about something else that I don't want to talk about. I just want to tell you this. If you know... Girl, don't scratch the couch. If you know me well enough, you know me that there's one thing that I've been obsessing lately. And you, let me just say that. I get my hands on one, on that thing. And I love it! I love it! And I love it and love it. It is like way, it's like better than my expectations. It is just gorgeous and amazing. That's all I'm gonna tell you. But that has nothing to do with the surprise. There will be something that you'll probably be finding out in the next month or so. And if you want to... you should be able to find out before PodCamp. But I still want to encourage you to come to PodCamp. If you listen to this, if you're a listener, if you're a podcaster especially, what we're going to do is come join PodCamp Midwest, especially if you're from the Midwest. You don't have to be. It's just that it's going to be happening in the Midwest, huh? Here in Kansas City. Where else better than Kansas City for you to host the Midwest PodCamp? Because if you zoom from Google Earth, if you're in America, if you zoom all the way in, you land in somewhere around Kansas City, very close to Kansas City. So we're right in the middle. So cheaper flights for people everywhere to come to Kansas City because it's cheap. And you have to fly halfway. You don't have to fly from coast to coast. So do come to PodCamp. I will put a link there so that you can go register yourself. Some of you who are coming, who's gotten hotels and all that, but haven't registered your name yet at the wiki on the webpage, on the PodCamp Midwest webpage, do that. And so there'll be a little surprise before July 21st and 20th, the 20th and 21st. But of course, we are going to have so much fun when you come to Kansas City. Because we are going to go have ice cream, like what Steve and I did. And we are going to go to this little park where there's hot men's running around, jogging, shirtless, hunkily, muscly, flip-flopping the junk. Kidding. No, I just, you know, yeah. Sometimes I forget to look at the crotch. Sometimes there's some guys that you couldn't stop though. It's like, crotch, I'm talking to you. But anyway, so that's that. Oh boy, what are you crazy? You crazy girl, what you doing? What you staring? You look at my microphone? They're my microphones. You silly girl. You are too, boy. Okay, I need to go to work. So thanks for listening. I know it's a bit crazy, not much content, but you can hang out with me on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, I break the illusion. Yeah, I did this on a Saturday. You don't expect me to do this on a Monday morning, do you? Anyway, thank you for listening, and sorry about my chewing earlier. I should have done this earlier, but I was walking around, so I didn't want to pull my microphone out. You know about that. But anyway, go to onlinepodcast.com. That's the noise that Chai makes when we bought this tube, play toy tube, that he likes to run through the tube like a little tunnel. So that was the noise that's coming from that, like a plastic bag noise. And go to onlinepodcast.com. You can leave me there are several ways for you to leave me feedback. You can call me at 206-888-JOHN. That's 206-888-JOHN. It's also, if you're using iTunes or using any MP3 player that would display the ID tag, you will be able to see the phone number there, 206-888-JOHN. You can call me, leave me a message there. I want to say hi to Ramble. I just like to pick on you because you're so nice. Quick message. So anyway, and thank you for your comment also. Go to each post that you can post your comments there. You can also leave me my Chingo message, or it's now called MOBA Talk, a Homo Talk as I call it. Leave me there. You can send SMS message to me using my Jaxter, or you can actually call me using Jaxter as well. You can also just write email to me at online@gmail.com. And I want to hear from you. Oh, I want to say hi to Ben. Ben just emailed. I haven't replied to him yet. Oh, I hope I remember. Note to self, email Ben back. Ben, Ben is probably not going to hear this, but did you guys remember Ben? Ben, who used to have a podcast and he's now gone back to Australia. He's emailed me and just got back in touch with me a little bit, just updating me about what's going on with him. So if you hear this, Ben, hi. I doubt that you would, but he was telling me that he has some restrictions when it comes to bandwidth and all that. He's not going to listen to all his regular podcasts. That's the boy playing in the background. Boy, you are so silly. You're so cute, though. Sayang. So thanks for listening again. And I hope you'll come back next week, or at least come back next month, every week. If you haven't subscribed, do subscribe. Oh, people are talking about reviews. Sorry. That's my cat. What you doing, boy? People are talking about reviews or comments. Reviews, I think, on on iTunes. And I know Reagan Fox is actually doing some kind of contest there. You leave comments. He asks people to leave comments on iTunes, and then and blah, 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 and he gives away a book and all that. I've never really looked at my comments before. And the other day, I checked, well, this is like months ago. I checked, I probably have like 7 comments or something. If you are an iTunes user, if you feel like, if you feel like it, I don't want to force you. I don't want to, I just want to encourage you. If you feel like it, go to iTunes. If you know how to do it, do it. If you don't know how to do it, forget about it. Because I'm not going to even encourage you too much about that. I want you to write a review that would... Because it's hard for me to write the description, the definition of the show when it's me. And I do all my crap just as me, right? So I don't really know how to explain it. So if you can write a review, good or bad, that reflect the show. Like if you hate me swallowing... I don't do that very often, so be kind. Be, in general, what you find about my show, a good representation, a review that is probably positive, not positive, but good for other people. So it doesn't have to be positive, but as long as it's good for people to understand about this show, know about this show before they listen, that would be wonderful. You have to be in the US market, though, to write. You have to have, I think you have to be an iTunes user, whatever. We have an account in the US store. So go ahead and do that. I would appreciate it. And when you do that, email me, because I don't go there and check very often. So I wouldn't know. So I just wasted more time talking about crap. So thank you so much. I'm going to leave you now. And I will see you next week again, hopefully. And I hope you all have a wonderful summer. I will not play any outro music. It will probably be lazy podcasts like that for a while. I mean, I was even lucky that you actually get to hear the intro music. Sorry, I'm probably off to one side, to your left ear or something. I don't know. Thank you so much. And guess what? I forgot to say last week when Steve was here, I forgot to say don't forget to smile. Maybe that's why I was sad the next day. No, just kidding. I was smiling lots when Steve was here. So thank you so much, all of you. I will see you next week. And don't forget to smile. Bye-bye. Ta-ta.